And joining us is a district representative from the 106th district. That would be State Representative Cam Cavett. Cam, how are you today?
Good, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. This is the first I've talked to you since you won election. Congratulations on that, my friend.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're enjoying, what are we in about the first, what, month and a half being in office?
We're starting week six tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You guys just got it started and already busy. We're going to talk about some things going on. I know whenever I've talked to other representatives and senators in the past, the first thing they always want to focus on is the budget.
Well, it appears that we passed a budget this week in the House.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the governor is looking. We were scheduled to have an income tax trigger, which would give every Michigander a tax relief. But it appears our governor doesn't want that to happen, but she would rather give you a $180 check per couple.
Wow. I know there were some differences on that, but do you think it's an agreement that that works out for all sides, or do you think, as you just said, this could have been a better situation for the budget?
Well, it really depends, to be honest with you, Kevin. As far as retiring seniors, I didn't think it went far enough.
Mm-hmm.
Certain segments of our senior population aren't going to be taxed. Your teachers, your school teachers, your police and fire, corrections, their pensions are not going to be taxed. But if you're a working senior, you're still going to be taxed. If you have a regular 401k and you're retired, you're going to be taxed also. So I didn't think it went far enough. I thought it should have been across the board tax cuts instead of segmented like that.
Okay.
It would have had more lasting relief for sure.
I can see your point there. Yeah, indeed. So that was the first big thing to get past was the budget. Now, as we start off a new week, what's on the agenda in Lansing this week, Cam?
Well, this budget still has not passed the Senate yet, so we're going to have to see what happens in the Senate. So that's going to kind of dominate the first couple days of the week.
So that's still the main front for deliberations and what will be happening in the near future. So once you're past the budget, what are some of the things you're looking to work on?
Well, I sit on several different House subcommittees. I'm on appropriations. Full approves, and I also sit on military veterans affairs, judicial, school aid and education, and Great Lakes and environment, which is the DEQ budget. So I do have a couple subcommittee meetings this week where we're going to talk about laying out a plan and what the parameters are on that.
All right. So now what about, and I'm going to ask you about something that's currently in the news. Well, what about the unidentified flying object that was just off the coast of your district there in the 106 that was shot down over the weekend? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's something else, isn't it? You know, you watch it on the news and you don't expect it to come in your backyard, but it's true. The U.S. Military Department of Defense sent a fighter jet from a National Guard base out of Wisconsin, and they shot down some sort of object over Lake Huron.
Amazing topic, and I'm sure it will be at least something that's mentioned in any of your sessions this week, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. We're staying up to date on
it,
for sure.
Now, Cam, if somebody listening in would like to contact your office and maybe ask a question or two or voice an opinion, I know you don't have office hours coming up soon, but if they want to talk to you, how do they go about connecting with you, my friend?
Absolutely. I appreciate that. I'll tell you, go ahead and call me on my cell number. I want to hear from you personally. 231-420-2118.
Wow. All right. So you can reach him directly that way. And I know, of course, you've got the office in Lansing there. They can check you out there also. Or if they're in the Lansing area, stop in and say hi, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. Everybody is always welcome. And I do have coffee hours at the end of the month, just not this week.
All right. Well, we're going to mention those for you, too, as we get closer to those. And I hope this will be a more regular thing. I'd love to keep up with you about what's happening in Lansing
how
it pertains to the 106th District. Representative Cam Cavett, always a pleasure, my friend. And keep up the good work in Lansing for us.
Much appreciated, Kevin. Thank you, sir.